This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, brothers and sisters. Your brother Muslih Khan here. Today, let's talk about alcohol in food products. Many Muslims are confused about this issue. You go to the grocery store or you buy something at a restaurant or an ice cap and there's traces of alcohol in it. Even perfumes that have alcohol, ointments that have alcohol, medicines that have alcohol. Does all of this fall under one umbrella and become haram? So here's the first thing that we want to talk about. Brothers and sisters, understand that alcohol, literally, any of us who have taken basic chemistry, you would know that alcohol come in millions of different grades and different types. And the alcohol that is referred to in these food products are not necessarily alcohol that will intoxicate you. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits alcohol, but more specifically, the verses are always talking about somebody who is muskir, somebody who is intoxicated. That's why one verse says, لا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى. Don't get near salah and you're in a drunken state. So understand, and this is of course is the most extreme type of alcohol. It's the alcohol that causes you to become drunk. This is the most extreme of them. So that's one thing you want to understand about how the Quran and Sunnah addresses this kind of issue. Now, coming to alcohol specifically in food products and medicines. Brothers and sisters, this type of alcohol here is a completely different grade of alcohol that's used as a preservative. That's why it gives these products a longer shelf life in the grocery stores. You can buy an ice cap and you can literally take the entire day to try to finish this drink. And the drink will still taste the same from the moment you bought it. Why? Because it's more or less something to just preserve the taste, preserve the texture. And even I talked to one brother who was working in a particular farm here in Toronto, and he had told me that in their company, the expiry dates that are on their products, the expiry date is given to those products based on how long the alcohol can preserve that particular product. So it's essential part of the food in terms of preservation, but it doesn't actually affect the taste of the product itself. So that's important to note, because what this tells you is that this type of alcohol is not going to intoxicate you, and so therefore it shouldn't be an issue for you to consume. However, having said that, still, there is another opinion that's argued that alcohol is najis or impure, so you shouldn't consume it anyways. Now, here's the next point that you want to understand with regards to this opinion. When alcohol is put into these products, it is such a minute level of alcohol, it's almost untraceable. Like, even if you wanted to extract the alcohol, you couldn't extract it. It's just untraceable because the amount of it is so minute. So what scholars say is that this najis product of alcohol is so minute that it doesn't actually affect the three elements that need to be affected in a food product in order for it to become haram or impure. So an example of this is, imagine if you had a swimming pool and you threw some kind of najis in it, some kind of impurity in it. One of three things has to happen for that swimming pool to become impure. Either the taste of the water is altered, the smell of the water is there, or the texture of the water has changed. One of these three elements has to change with that particular product before the ruling is changed. So having said that, here you are drinking a nice ice cap, or you have like vanilla extract, or you have some kind of medicine that has alcohol in it. You need to look at one of these three elements and see what of it has changed. Did the texture of that product change, or the smell of it? Can you actually smell the alcohol coming out of that product? If you do, then you know right away you stay away from it. Or when you taste it, do you actually taste like something fumy and sort of has that alcohol taste to it? Then of course it becomes haram as well. So once you keep in this principle, and anybody who again has studied basic fiqh in the chapter of Tahara, you'll know that these three principles are always there when you judge a product or water or anything to note whether it's pure or not. So the taste is there, the smell is there, or the texture has been altered in any way, then the product becomes haram. So having said that, to conclude, are these products always haram? The answer is no, they're not. And simply because, again, keep in mind of how little najis or impurity is within these products. I just want to mention one side point before we conclude. Some have argued, well, look, it really doesn't matter. As long as the product, the impure ingredient exists, it becomes haram. Case closed. There is no such thing as 1% haram or 5% haram. It's either haram or it simply isn't. And this is a principle that is unheard of. Scholars have mentioned, Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah has talked about this a lot as well in his Majmu'. I mean, this is a principle that really, it's not very practical. Because if you were to apply that principle in every food product, then you're going to run into a problem because literally everything that we eat to some degree has some kind of impurity in it. Whether it's bacterial, whether it's something else, some kind of impurity could be there. The things that we touch, the things that we handle, all of this has become impure. The clothing that we wear, the elements that it's exposed to outside, can always carry some kind of impurity. But why are you still allowed to pray with them? Why are you still allowed to, you can touch like a dirty doorknob or something, and some people choose not to wash their hands, and they can still eat, nothing happens to them. Why? Because those impurities are so minute, it doesn't affect the food itself or what it is that you're going to handle. So that's really, really important, inshallah, when you choose these products. And understand, brothers and sisters, it's not haram right off the bat. The last point that I want to mention to you is the safety point that I call it. It's always safe. If you can avoid these products, just avoid them. Make your life easy. And that's also a safe opinion as well. So if the doctor prescribes something for you that has traces of alcohol in it, simply ask the doctor if there are any other alternatives for you that don't have alcohol in it. Usually 90% of the time you can find other products without alcohol. Otherwise, take the product, take the medicine, enjoy the food, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.